From Cherry Hill Publishing. If Not for the Dawn. By Dane St. John. Read by David DuBois. To Rachel, Sweet Dreams. Every dream has at least one point at which it is unfathomable, a central point, as it were, connecting it with the unknown. Sigmund Freud, Interpretation of Dreams. Prologue, Dying to Sleep. It probably goes without saying that, if given the luxury of choice, most people would prefer to encounter death at the end of a quiet path, a merciful primrose-lined passage meandering through a sort of foggy serenity. Perhaps they might decide to drift peacefully into oblivion, or else fall into the warm embrace of a coma before letting go of the soul trapped inside. But one rarely gets to choose the manner by which one meets the end. Sarah met hers while wide awake, staring it in its grim, forbidding face, with neither the vigor nor the vigilance to adequately greet it. Truth be told, when she passed on and her gentle ghost went where gentle ghosts go, she hadn't slept a wink in over 2 of her 56 years.